Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 23rd, Thursday, 2020, Day 23. Today's topic, learn from Joseph's wisdom to watch out your mouth. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 15 verses 1 to 5, Genesis chapter 46 verse 1 to chapter 47 verse 31, Matthew chapter 15 verses 1 to 28, Proverbs 4 verses 14 to 19. Today's main passage from Matthew chapter 15, verses 17 to 20. Jesus says, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, learn from Joseph's wisdom to watch out your mouth. Yesterday, we learned from Joseph to be a catalyst to revive lives and restore relationships. Today, we need to learn from Joseph's wisdom. I was struck at how Joseph taught his family members a very important lesson, a life or death lesson. Let's take a look at that from Genesis chapter 46. Verses 31 to 34. Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and speak to Pharaoh and will say to him, 'My brothers and my father's household, who were living in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds. They tend livestock, and they have brought along their flocks and herds and everything they own. When Pharaoh calls you in and asks, "What is your occupation?" you should answer, "Your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood on, just as our fathers did, and you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen, for all shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians." Then, when I read today's Matthew, chapter 15, verses 17 to 20, I understand that today Jesus wants us to watch our mouths. Jesus says, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person." Yes, watch your mouth. Joseph was the second most important person in Egypt, and he did not need to tell his brothers and his father's household that. Why? Why he did that? Because he had the feeling of the Holy Spirit, and there came his wisdom. He knew that his position was not really so secure if his family members did not watch out their mouth to cause Pharaoh any kind of suspicious of his family overpower the Egyptians. And you know what happened 400 years later, that God called Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt, because we do not know since when the Israelites said something and did something wrong and they were being enslaved. Yes, watch your mouth and be wise. Remember, you need the filling of the Holy Spirit each day so that you can be wise. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be able to learn from Joseph's wisdom to watch out my mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what did you learn from Joseph's wisdom? Number two, what is your next step to learn from Joseph's wisdom to watch out your mouth? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.